The ribbon-cutting ceremony for the 87,000-square-foot Post-Secondary Center for Excellence showed off shiny new digs surrounded by fresh blacktop, but the emotional highlight was a speech by Victoria Witherspoon, a non-traditional student who didn't think she had another chance at an education. Campus Director Russ Ward introduced her.
And I'll say something about Vicki Witherspoon. She was telling me, and I didn't realize this, last graduation, last year, I got to introduce her daughter as the student speaker. She just told me that her daughter just graduated, her next daughter will graduate this coming May, and then she will graduate the following May. So that's a testament to what.
Witherspoon went on to relate the life-changing financial and emotional help offered to her by MCTC.
So when I got in here, I was really enthusiastic, but I got a little, things have started getting a little heavy for me. Things have started getting a little, you know, overwhelming. And there was another lady, Tanya Arnett, and I would go in her office and I would cry. And she said, Vicki, there's no need to cry. We got you. You can do this. I said, well, I don't know, Tanya. I don't know. She said, you know, you can do it.
MCTC President Stephen Vasek says that same student-centered approach also got the campus funded as part of the Build Smart initiative.
The Build Smart program is predicated on three-fourths of the money coming from the state, but that wasn't money the state gave us. That was money that they allowed us to bond, and student fees are helping pay that off. So this really is a building that students are investing in. They voted to approve it, and you know, this is what we're doing on their behalf, but they're investing in this.
That investment includes 28 state-of-the-art classrooms and several laboratories, think industrial fluids and robotics, which aim to provide students with a hands-on modern manufacturing environment. It's the largest project so far within the Kentucky Community and Technical College system, and it sprang up in about a year and a half at the MMRC Regional Business Park off of I-64 and Kentucky 801. Russ Ward.
I think as much as anything, with it being located here in the industrial park, we're hoping it helps some economic growth within the region. You know, I know the Industrial Economic Development Council and Bob Hilton here in the industrial park, you know, they're going to use it as a tool to basically recruit industry.
Or as Steve Vasek puts it.
We now have the facilities. If a new company comes in, like Brady or one of their subsidiaries comes in and says, we need you to do some advanced training in a particular area, we can do that now.
The facility is located on Rocky Adkins Tech Drive, and the namesake of that road was on hand for the ribbon cutting. The House Minority Leader says the new campus is a dream come true, but Governor Bevin's proposed cuts to higher education endanger it.
The reason this project is so important, it's about a highly skilled, a highly trained, and a highly educated workforce. And I believe that the reason Kentucky has done well in growing its economy is because over the last 30 years, we've been willing to invest in public education.
With the initial investment made, several years of hard work on the part of Russ Ward, the campus director is glad to finally have students in the building.
I'm a little tired, but I'm ready to now enjoy the fruits of all of our labors and see the students come in and succeed. I mean, that's the ultimate reward, and that's the reason we're doing it.
I'm Arlo Barnett, WMKY News.